This KVNF Regional News. It's Thursday, March 6th. I'm Patricia Naft. Negotiations between the Thompson Divide Coalition and SG interests to retire federal drilling leases are reportedly at an impasse. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that SG Interest has rejected the coalition's latest $1.5 million offer. SG hopes to drill an exploratory well on National Forest land above Sunlight Mountain Resort. The coalition has been seeking to buy leases from SG Interests and other companies to prevent drilling in the 220,000-acre Thompson Divide area. In a written response, SG Interest Vice President for Land Robbie Gwynn called that offer insufficient and added, quote, "The only real way to know if any part of the Thompson Divide area is economically sound to develop is to drill and complete a well and evaluate the results." The coalition is interested in continuing to pursue a lease exchange as a means of getting SG to relinquish its leases, but wants to include the Wolf Creek leases as well. However, SG says those leases aren't open for discussion. Both parties say they are still interested in negotiations. WPX Energy has been increasing well densities and decreasing the cost of drilling in Rio Blanco County, boosting the promise of a growing development program there in future years. According to the Daily Sentinel, the company has completed a pilot program in Ryan Gulch and determined that drilling one well every 10 acres will be optimal in that area. The company estimated it could potentially be involved in drilling as many as 4,300 wells on the 35,000 acres it controls in Ryan Gulch. Even with the relative success in the Piceance Basin, WPX last week reported a net loss of nearly $1.2 billion compared to a $223 million loss the prior year. A bill aimed at expanding affordable housing in Colorado cleared the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Supporters say the measure could help people recovering from wildfires and floods. Benta Berkland has more.
House Bill 1017 would restore an income tax credit for developers of low-income housing units. Democratic sponsor Cressonta Duran of Denver says the goal is to create more affordable housing.
It is an issue that has hit every single corner of this state in both rural and urban areas. In fact, this tax credit, it is a meaningful tool to build public and private partnerships to address the issues at hand.
But Republicans didn't support the proposal, saying it's just window dressing. Sherry Giroux, a Republican from Evergreen, serves on the Joint Budget Committee.
We've basically killed affordable housing in the private sector, and this bill does nothing to help that. To me, this bill is a missed opportunity. What this bill will do is really nothing in helping those individuals that it could help.
Lawmakers in both parties say there's an increased need for affordable housing because of historic flooding and wildfires last year. But Republicans blasted Democrats for trying to use that issue to move forward a bill they say picks winners and losers. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Ouray County Food Pantry recently received a $30,000 grant to cover 3 years' worth of operating expenses. The Watch reports the donation came out of the blue from the California-based Terrence K. and Elizabeth L. Berry Foundation. The pantry reopened last fall after being closed for several months when it lost its no-cost lease at its former location and now must pay rent at its new location on Sherman Street. Berry has agreed to pay $5,000 twice a year to cover the food pantry's rent and utilities for the next 3 years. Terrence Berry is a Ouray native who graduated from Ouray High School in the mid-1950s and whose family once owned a mine in the area. His foundation distributes grants primarily in California. Berry contacted one of the food pantry board members to learn what he could do to help after recently seeing a newspaper article about the newly reopened Ouray County Food Pantry. Planning for Colorado's water usage is a task the governor called for by executive order last year, and communities are working hard to have input on what the plan will look like. Factors like population growth, planning, and the availability of water are all on the table. But there is concern that the population demand for water on the Front Range will overshadow the needs in rural communities. Stephanie Carson with the Colorado News Connection has more.
Just add water. Simple instructions on the back of your muffin mix, but coming up with the Colorado water plan dictated by the governor last year is proving to be much more complicated. Currently, regional meetings are taking place to put together a plan that will work for the entire state, but Eagle County Commissioner Kathy Chandler Henry is concerned about the competing needs of the Front Range and the mountain communities.
My concern is that the water's in the western slope and the people are on the eastern slope. Well, it's always a great idea to collaborate and work together. We always are a little protective of the water that we need to keep on the western slope.
The Northwest Council of Governments says people incorrectly make several assumptions: that population growth can't be contained, that there's plenty of water on the west slope for the Front Range, and that new water projects are needed to save agricultural interests. The Colorado Water Plan is the first of its kind and will be complete by 2015. It will then influence water decisions for the foreseeable future. Chandler Henry and others also question predictions that Colorado's population is going to double by 2050.
We don't think that's necessarily true. We've had some big changes with the recession recently that have slowed down population growth, and would like to see more land planning, community planning, be a part of this whole water discussion.
Colorado water allocation has historically been guided by local governments. Supporters of Colorado's water plan say its goal is to get those communities to work more cohesively and streamline efforts to provide adequate water while not compromising the environment. I'm Stephanie Carson for the Colorado News Connection.
Stay tuned for the sweet sound with Callie. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.